Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, this morning.
Let's start with the blockbuster headline. A 1-2 punch puts Trump back on his heels from the New York Times. A guilty plea by Mr. Cohen and the conviction of Mr. Manafort could open fissures among Republicans on Capitol Hill and expose the president to the possibility of impeachment. Michael Cohen,
President Trump's former lawyer, said the president told him to pay off an adult film star and a former Playboy model, as he told the judge in Manhattan that the payments to the women were made, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office, implicating the president in a federal crime. I participated in this conduct, which on my part took place for the principal purpose of influencing the election for president. In response, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said in a statement that, quote, there is no allegation of any wrongdoing against the president in the government's charges against Mr. Cohen.
Well, that's right. David, yesterday afternoon, Rosella and I went to see Spike Lee's masterpiece, Black Klansman movie. We staggered out of there. I don't want to spoil it for anybody else, but I can tell you that a good portion of this country is really siding with those people who would keep black people down and repress them to the point of scaring the hell out of any of us, including what happened as the mask came off in Charlottesville. Really incredible stuff. And Donald Trump's complicity in all of this. So you come out of a theater, you see Cohen pleading guilty to a crime which implicates the president of the United States in a federal crime. You see Manafort being found guilty. Everybody is sitting on pins and needles, worrying about what's going to happen next. Is the president going to do what Manafort is basically looking for, we think, but we don't know, which is a pardon? Whether or not he will fire Mueller, which makes his position in the corner, we've talked about that many times, as he understands that it's either fire Mueller or be brought down as each of these pieces comes into place. Look, this is so scary. It is such a horrendous situation that we're all going to have to sort of put our heads on straight to figure out what the implications of this are, because I truly believe, and I know many people don't agree, but I truly believe that we are sitting on the precipice of either going to a pre-fascist state, and we have a president who will bring us there, certainly if he gets away with what he's trying to do. It's really very, very worrisome. On the other hand, we have an understanding by the Justice Department that you can indict before you impeach. I've often said that's unbelievable to me. The idea that if the president, just to put a face on this, were to shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, an illusion that he has made, by the way, in broad daylight, before witnesses, you would have to impeach him before you could indict him, makes no sense whatsoever. And I think an awful lot of people are going to be scratching their heads. Now, you know that that Justice Department understanding has never been tested in the courts or any other place. So we will have to see. Let's just say Mueller decides, okay, well, there's a crime here. We're going to indict him. What happens then? Does the whole structure of government come falling down? Will we have a real constitutional crisis? We saw when it was Nixon and the tapes that the Supreme Court, even the Republicans on that Supreme Court, and they certainly were there, unanimously said, no, produce the tapes to Nixon. Will this court, which has so many toadies to this president, turn around and say, no, this is more than we can handle? We'll have to see all of that as we look at the chaos that is going on around us right now.
So much anger out there on both sides. I don't know if you saw this, but as Cohen walked out of the courtroom, he faced chance of lock him up.
Not only there, David, but at a Trump rally last night, which came, as I say, after we had seen Spike Lee's masterpiece showing what part of America really is sympathetic to the Klan and to racism. We saw the president exhorting his crowd, telling them that there was no collusion, and the crowd in response is yelling still, lock her up about Hillary. This is unbelievable stuff.
Speaking of, the Trump administration has hailed its overhaul of federal pollution restrictions, Alan, on coal-burning power plants, but its own analysis has revealed that the new rules could also lead to as many as 1,400 premature deaths annually by 2030 from an increase in extremely fine particulate matter.
Well, David, it's what you said. You know, it defies me to figure out what in hell could these guys be thinking? We know that coal isn't coming back. We know that natural gas and liquefied fuel is what is running this country right now. It isn't going to be coal. But in order to put over a cheap political trick, these guys are still endangering all of these Americans with this coal nonsense. It's more than anybody can really understand, except how the Trump administration is reaching to that base.
Finally, Alan, Facebook says that it has identified multiple new influence campaigns originating in Iran and Russia that were aimed at misleading people around the world. They shut down 652 fake accounts, pages, and groups as a result.
Well, David, I think it's about time. I'm glad they're doing it. We see it with Microsoft. We see it with Facebook. And what is scary is they're only getting to the ice at the very tip of that iceberg. It's going on all over the place. And Americans will have to be aware about what they're hearing and who's saying it.